Journalist Alfred Angasi Dominic, a news anchor at the South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation, was arrested July 4. He was released on Saturday. Cecilia Edward Dominic says her brother was arrested by a national security agent for allegedly refusing to anchor the news containing presidential decree, something she says was an administrative issue. Dominic says family members are happy that her brother was released but are worried about his health. She says Dominic had been battling tuberculosis before he was detained and now his condition has worsened.
We are going to take him to the hospital as there was a recommendation from a doctor that Alfred should not stay in cold places, dusty places, and there are specific foods that he should not eat. But in prison, you don't have a choice. You must do anything. His health is not good. And he's even complaining of general body pain. We asked him if he has been tortured, but he said that he has not been tortured inside the prison.
Patrick Oye, chairperson of the South Sudan Union of Journalists, says Dominic's release might serve as a learning experience to all journalists across the country. In the past 2 weeks, the Journalists Union, the South Sudan Media Authority, and the Association for Media Development in South Sudan all expressed concern over Dominic's detention. Oyet says the Union of Journalists is happy Dominic was freed and look forward to better working relations with security organizations across the country.
We hope that going forward we will have, you know, better cooperation with authorities and better working relationship between journalists and the authorities. We have been informed that he was not feeling well even when he was arrested. Actually, he was on medication. And due to the arrest, there was a kind of a halt to the medication because the medication, of course, he did not take with him. And of course, that is a concern.
Oyet says union members will visit Alfred over the next few days to see how he is doing. Josephine Achiro, Secretary General of Association for Media Development in South Sudan, condemned Dominic detention by the National Security Service and blame administrators with the South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation for allowing Dominic to be detained over an issue which was supposed to be resolved within SSBC management. Achiro called on managers of media houses to protect their journalists.
We condemn this in a very strong term that this should not repeat itself. And national security or the security, you know, all the authority in this country, they should understand that journalists are not there representing themselves. They are there for the voice of voiceless. For God's sake, SSBC is a government-owned media house. If their own sons they are taking in, what do they want us to understand? So this is really very bad.
South Sudan National Security Services spokesperson John Kumuri told South Sudan in Focus that he was not aware of any journalist being detained by national security agent.
Up to now, I have no information that the national security have detained this journalist, but I will find out, then I will get back to you. My department, especially my department, did not receive such information still from the leadership. But as soon as I consult together with the other message, I will get back to the media houses on.
According to Reporters Without Borders 2019, Global Press Freedom Index places South Sudan rank number 139 out of 180 countries. Since independence in 2011, hundreds of reporters have been subjected to intimidation, arrest, censorship, and violence across the country. The Media Authority Act 213 prohibits the unlawful arrest, detention, intimidation, and torture of journalists. But according to the rights group, dozens of reporters have been subjected to intimidation, arrest, censorship, and violence. Achiro says, based on Dominic's salary as a government employee, he might not be able to afford proper medical care for his condition. Achiro is urging Dominic's colleagues and other organizations that deals in trauma to help Dominic recover from this experience. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.